This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and let's make out. I told you it wasn't a joke.
You're serious? You want to make out? Put your face on my face. Push
her. I'm Brandi Posey, and I think you date in your 20s, so you have breakup songs for when you don't get the jobs you want in your 30s.
Ooh.
I'm Tess Barker, and I hate to say it, but I'd make an incredible spin instructor.
It's very
would.
True.
Thank you. Yeah,
this definitely. Is lady to lady.
Can you keep a secret? Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Ladies and ladies. Ladies and ladies.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
Welcome to the show. It's lady to lady time.
Oh, my God.
I hope you strap in for the next hour.
Strap in, strap on.
Strap down. Strap up.
Yeah.
Strap it up, strap it
in. Strap up, 3D.
Let us begin. Begin to win. Battle me. It's a sin.
Oh, hell yeah.
Get up. Hold
yeah.
up.
Let's just bring our guest on.
Fourth voice on the mic from Screen Junkies, Danielle Radford.
Oh, welcome.
Hey. Wow.
So, yeah, this is it. This is us.
Oh my God, this is always us. Do you think we should watch This Is Us? I feel like we always say
the
this
first
is
episode.
What, did it make
the first
you cry?
Few episodes? No, but not that much to us.
I've seen it. It is, they are very them. And then,
I could
and
see
then
that.
You will cry.
I could see that.
Yeah. It's a sad show that makes you cry, right?
It's a sad show. Yeah, it
I'm good.
Cry.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I don't do like
things that are trying to make you cry are frustrated. They're annoying.
I have enough things in my life that make me cry.
Yeah.
I don't need a TV show. I don't need fake things to make me cry.
I don't cry that often in TV shows, so I guess I'm sort of intrigued. It's like a challenge. Like,
totally.
like can you make this girl laugh?
Yeah.
Like, can you make this test cry?
You cry, you lose.
Yeah.
So you
it's like fear factor. It's tear factor.
It's tear factor.
It's just Joe Rogan screaming at you.
Oh, God. That would definitely make me cry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Maybe
I do
not,
like
maybe
his
not
kills,
Joe
though.
Rogan now.
No. He would make me cry.
No.
His head's all swollen. No thanks.
By the way, shout out.
Everything's all
Joe
swollen.
Joe Rogan, if you want to sponsor the show with your expensive brain pills, Mama needs a re-up. Have you guys tried those brain pills?
Mm-mm, Tess likes no. Joe Rogan's
I like
brain
Joe
pills.
Rogan's
so
brain
you guys have heard about
those. Are they good?
Yes.
Okay, because they feel very similar to the Alex Jones brain
yes,
pills.
Yes, I agree.
Look,
yeah.
I'm always like on board for a snake oil. So like,
but
Tess likes a supplement.
But
I like a
work?
Supplement. I feel like it does.
Right.
But it's all about, I mean, I feel like it does.
What does it do? What does it do for your brain?
The biggest thing that I notice when I take them is my vision. Like, I have pretty good vision anyway, but like I see colors more clearly.
So it's just like microdosing acid?
Yes. And the craziest thing about them is I can recall, without even trying to, like I just, all of my memories are way closer to the forefront of my conscious. So like I'll walk by like a smell and it'll remind me of like a popsicle that I ate when I was a kid. It's really
you know
weird.
What we need to do? We need to have like a test run of like a week where like you take the brain pills,
yes.
I take the Alex Jones protein powder.
Yes.
We each take like some.
Oh, you could actually call it a test run.
Yes.
There you go.
I love it. It's like instead of a beer run and every like, let's do it as an actual run. Like, there'll be like, we'll do like a 5K.
Yeah.
And you have to take a different supplement at every kilometer.
Oh, God.
I'll be hosting the podcast by myself.
Again, if someone wants to send us to these for free, that's fine.
That'd be great.
How much are they? I'll try.
They're expensive.
So expensive.
How much?
They're like 90 bucks a bottle.
Oh,
for
boy.
How many?
No.
Not that many.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
Joe Rogan's one of those people who's really made their way into the like world. Like he's a known presence and he has been for a long time. And I wasn't expecting that, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Straight
back
guys
when
be
I
loving
saw him,
Joe Rogan.
Back when I saw him on
is it
news
brain,
radio.
Brain Force is what it's called?
I don't want to drop the name because it must give us money.
Okay. So sorry.
I was just looking at...
Well, I know there are various nootropics that also other boys like. They like their nootropics.
Boys do like nootropics.
Nootropics are just anything like that, where it's like, it's like as close as you can get to Madonna Phil, but without like having to go to Columbia.
Right. Exactly.
Okay, okay. Yeah, which,
no, what is that? Because I won't be going to Columbia. What?
So that is, I don't know the generic for it, but it's this, it's just a kind of like turn you on, man, kind of like medicine. It's for people who are narcoleptics.
Oh.
And people who are on it say that they get brighter, colors are more vivid, ooh, memories are better, everything is better. You can write more, you can do whatever.
Right.
You go to bed at the end of the day and your just dick is as hard as your dick's ever been. Like, it's just like this, it's like as close to a limitless pill as we're going to get, according to people online. But like, unlike with Adderall, they don't just give it to you. Like, you have to work for it.
How do you work for it?
I don't know. I mean, I guess tell them that you're narcoleptic and then they'll give you other things and you'll be like, no, but I want this thing. And then they'll be like pill shopping and you'll be like,
I feel like a limitless pill would be wasted on me half the time. Like when I'm in depressed stages, because I would just be like, wow, those colors are really bright on the TV that I've been watching for 12 hours. Like, it's not really going to do me any good right now.
You don't need a pill. You just need to go to Best Buy and get nicer TV.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ooh, I'm a limitless bummer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, limitless pile of nachos that I'm eating off of my stomach. And then
this Taco Bell is crazy.
The colors are so bright. The tomatoes, they really burst well. They play so well with that nacho cheese.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It would be great if it knocked me out of that, but I think that's another pill.
Oh, I think, no, I'm not a doctor, but I would think that just means you need to take two pills.
Right, okay.
That, you would do the Adderall
and that's
with
how Elvis died.
Oh, that's how Elvis died. Shooting his TV because it was too bright.
Yeah.
One pill woke him up, one pill put him to sleep. One pill woke him up, one pill put him to sleep. And then he couldn't shit, and then he died.
There
you
go.
That's how Elvis died.
There you go.
I mean, I'll get there at some point.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. Right. Just stay away from opiates, but anything that makes the colors better. You have the Tess Barker approval.
Oh my God, that was you on the front of the bottle.
Oh my God.
Hit me up. If you're slinging a pill, I'll try it. I love experimenting with my brain.
It is funny when we talk about these things, though, like, because if they really did do that, I'm pretty sure we would all be on it already, right?
Yeah.
Not $90 a bottle.
No. Look, the tech people, like, if you're looking for your snake oil, the tech dudes got it.
Okay.
Tech dudes love their snake oil.
They do.
They love their nootropics. They really love,
blood
like, their
doping.
HGHs.
But aren't they already feeling great because they've got, like, Billions. Personal trainers and fresh organic food?
No,
but
they want to live forever. Yeah, it turns out that none of us can fill the hole inside of us with enough things.
Okay.
And so then you take pills hoping that that does it, and it never does. And so you just keep taking a different kind of pill.
Okay. You at least get busy enough and distracted enough that you forget about the hole for a second, maybe.
Yeah, the process of finding new pills makes you think that you filled the hole. But yeah, I just
America,
love
baby.
Any kind of brain shit. Like, I want to learn how to lucid dream. I love an isolation tank. I love, like, anything weird I can do with my brain. I'm there.
Yeah, they're in there.
Yeah.
It's too bad you didn't get to do that sleep test for NASA or whatever.
Please don't bring that up. I'm still pissed.
Wait, was that the one where you just like lay in bed for 6 months for $70,000?
Yeah, she wanted it real bad.
Yeah. Me and Lisa Curry. Shout out to Lisa Curry. I mean, we just felt like we were really good candidates. Now, to be fair.
Just really good at laying?
Yeah. That's not even true. I would get
no,
really.
No, you would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'd
have a hard time
yeah,
with it.
Yeah. I would really have a hard time. I don't even like when I like can't even work out for one day. But I think I could make it my own. I think I could, like...
You posted a selfie of, like, from running, I think, like, yesterday, and I almost commented, like, Tess, didn't you already run the marathon? I was like, you're still going?
On purpose? Turns out I didn't even need to run any of those marathons. No one was making me do it.
Tess is actually still running.
Yeah.
She's running right now.
She's beaming in from somewhere right now. This is a hologram.
Because I have such good brain pills in the future that I transported back here.
Totally. Looper, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Or you got the, what would you guys use the, what is it called? Hermione's time.
Oh, the time turner?
Turner.
Oh, God. That's easy. I would use that actually to watch more TV.
Oh yeah.
Because I feel like I can never watch enough TV.
See, I'm already watching a lot of TV, so okay. I would actually use that to like either clean or that would be the time when I would hire someone to come clean for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably, because Yeah. Really, what would happen is I would use the time turner and be like, oh, I have all this time to clean, and I would still just watch TV.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah. There'd be two of you, split screen of two of you watching TV. One that just has, like, yeah, like a cleaning spray in its hand, but that's the only difference.
No, we're both just sitting next to each other, like, oh my God, this is so good. I know.
That'd be fun, though, so you can bounce. Yeah, you like, at least you're watching it with somebody.
Raina James and Deacon, when are you ever going to kiss? And then older me can be like, no spoilers.
I love how you're not even using it to watch different shows. You're like, okay, let's be real.
I'm just rewatching the shows
Nashville.
I'm just rewatching the shows I've already watched. Like, I get to go back in time and watch me watch Mad Men. Not even to be like, hey, maybe move out, or like, hey, maybe break up with that dude, or hey, what else? It'd be like, oh man, 30 Rock, first time I'm in.
I would love to relive watching 30 Rock for the first time.
I feel like I always relive watching every show because my memory is so bad that I could watch, I've watched some shows like 10 times and I still don't remember things that happened in them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I still catch new stuff because my brain's all soup now.
It's all,
it's just soup.
I just need those brain pills to watch TV.
I can relate to that. Absolutely. Make you more productive as we watch bullshit TV. That's the only thing. I don't even watch, like, good. I mean, I've watched so little TV, and actually the only show I watch right now is Drag Race. I almost exclusively watch.
Yeah,
Drag Race, or sometimes I get into The Bachelor.
My first episode of The Bachelor in forever was that one with the pee and the worms, and I'm still really upset.
I heard about it. I think you tweeted about it, and I was like,
I was so upset.
I'm off this season. What's going on?
Wait, this is our second worm story. We had worm stories last time. What happened?
So they go, so Bachelor Ryan Seacrest or whatever takes them up this mountain. And they have, like, these special cups. And he's like, oh, well, we don't have any water, like, or we don't have anywhere else, so you guys just have to pee in the cups, like, because we don't have anywhere else for you to pee. And so they're all peeing in these cups. And then he takes his, like, special cup, and he's like, oh, yeah, we don't have any water. And he, like, drinks out of it. And so they go to start drinking out of their cups to drink their own urine. And he's like, oh, no, wait, it was a joke. We switched my cups out, and this is water. And then the girls were like, I'd have drank pee. Like, in their, like, confessionals, they're like, I would have drinking pee for him. And I'm like, I'm trying to think of any nigga I would drink pee for.
Zero.
There is literally
not Leonardo DiCaprio. No one.
And then later he does convince them to eat worms. And I was like,
fuck you.
For him?
No.
Also, go fuck yourself, because you're telling me they take a motherfucking helicopter every time they have a picnic and you can't rent a porta potty?
Right.
Are you fucking...
I hate that.
I think that they were trying to make them do it. Yeah, yeah, I think it was one of those things where it was like, oh, well, if we psych them out by making them think they'll have to drink pee, worms is nothing after pee.
This is psychological warfare.
Yeah, I was like, oh, we've reached the nadir. We've done it. Like, this is it.
Yeah.
It's over.
I kind of do understand the worms are nothing after pee philosophy, though, because, like, lately, like, I am running, like, slightly shorter distances now. So, like, I'm like, oh, 6 miles?
Right. Yeah. So that's the pee. Yeah. That's the worm
that's
to
the
your
worm.
Pee.
That's the worm to your
the marathon was
pee.
The pee. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Did you pee during the marathon? Because I know people do. And they just let it run down their leg?
I didn't pee my pants. I mean, I was thinking about it on the way there because I was trying to qualify for Boston. I didn't qualify. But if I had been close, I was mentally prepared to pee my pants.
No, people do, right? Like, they pee.
I mean, part of it. Yeah. You worked that hard. I get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they shies. Like, one dude just had his balls just out.
Really?
Yeah. Well, he was running.
What does that have to do with?
No, because he couldn't stop to, like, move them in, because even stopping his momentum to be like tuck tuck would have been like too much. And so I want to say the last, like, at least half a mile that he ran, probably.
Oh yeah.
Definitely by the time he got to the finish line where everyone was cheering, his dick were just like flirt.
Did he run them off? Does he not have them anymore?
He still had them somehow.
My first thought is chafing. It's not even. Exposed balls.
Like, no, that was it for me too. And also painful. Just like the knees, it's just like butta. It's like a speed bag. But no, like he won, and then he stopped and he like bent over. And I'm sure by that point everything hurt, so maybe like he didn't even feel the nuts.
Yeah. Probably not. Yeah. You don't care. I mean, you can be naked. You don't give a shit. Yeah. I mean, at that point, the idea of even where you don't, you're so beyond like the level of ego that you're just like, you're
runner's high, baby.
Also, if your balls flopped into the finish line before you get like a half.
Would that give you an advantage? That seems unfair to men.
Yeah, flopped into the floop.
but that actually, I was gonna say, does that give you an unfair advantage in men? But I think we have our titties. We have our titties could cross first.
Right.
They lean first.
True. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just whatever part of you crosses first.
But I think
people,
so.
But wouldn't people put their arms out then? Because I don't see people doing that at the finish line.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I guess it's the thing you're Maybe wearing, it's your the tracker.
Bib. Yeah, it's probably your bib. Yeah. It is for sure. Yeah.
And your legs are also longer than like everything else,
yeah,
too.
That's true.
So.
Yeah, that's true. I do know
not this guy. Also that.
Oh, yeah. Just putting that out there. Okay, valid point. Valid point.
Wow. I need some brain pills.
I do notice that my boobs get sunburned way more than the rest of my body, and is it because they're closer to the sun?
You're probably just exposed more.
They're exposed
right?
more.
Than my face?
Well, I mean, like, they're tilted. Oh,
if I have equal sunscreen everywhere, my titties get sunburned.
Yeah, but they're out. Oh,
they're
also, out.
Like, your sun face is down. Is...
And they're also probably, like, not used to, like... like, your face is, like, built up.
Yeah.
Like some protection, and your titties are just like not, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to get them girls some, you got to get them girls out.
They're delicate flowers. By the way, I need, speaking of like titties and sun, I need like, please let us know. I need more wedding advice. I need help with my tan situation. Help.
Are you just going to spray tan?
Will that cover the ridiculous like farmer's tan bacon?
I
mean, my back looks like bacon.
No, if you tell them like specifically, like I want everything to match.
Okay,
just match you.
Yeah, they can
I
match
think
me.
They can figure that out.
I okay. think at this point, look, if we can contour and we can all give ourselves a good chin, we can
You're
definitely
right.
contour away your farmer's tan.
Thank you. Okay, cool. Because I mean, it is bad back there. It, like you could play chess on my back.
Yeah, I'm sure. I bet you could get that figured out.
Yeah, because okay. there has to be also like models and people. Like you are not the first person to have the problem of like. Like, I went out sunning
uneven...
in a of an uneven whatever that
okay.
I could be somewhere.
Yeah. Okay.
There's no way you're the first person that's done that.
Okay, cool. I was just, and I know the professionals probably have answers, but
and
I was just
what?
Like,
I would
is
say,
it going to be different tones? Is it gonna
I would say call them, and if they can't, go get you a peel.
Will that take off the tan?
Oh,
hell
take
yeah,
like off
Sammy,
a layer.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sammy Sosa that shit up. Just get you a peel, and it just takes off all of the discolored stuff.
He looks...
that sounds cool.
Wow, I had not seen a picture
he's
of him
just
in a
peeled,
while.
He's just peeled all the time.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
24-7 peel.
Oh,
like, you know what a shrimp
skin.
Just takes off?
Oh. Yeah.
It's like, oh, you were white under there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He did that with chemicals?
Yeah, I think... it. Well, because I think... well. The theory, I don't know if he's ever really talked about it. He has said that he gets chemical peels. He won't say why, but why is probably testosterone and steroids, because a lot of like those drugs, they will make you break out really bad. They can lead to discoloration of the skin, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Being out in the sun the way that he has would probably lead to discoloration of the skin. And so a very common thing for people to do is you get chemical peels and it kind of evens it out. Plus it like helps take care of your acne.
Mm-hmm.
If you have acne scarring or any of that stuff, which if he was on the junk, as people say that he was, then he would have a lot of that stuff, especially on his back. And if you want your back and your face to match, then all of a sudden it's like, ooh.
Man, why can't you just take drugs and have it be okay?
Right, you can.
Not testosterone.
Oh, no. I don't need. I think I already have a lot of testosterone.
No, I'm not saying us, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't need more.
Yeah,
no,
you get a little.
Be terrible. Little...
I would like to get that tested, actually. It'd be interesting.
I've asked my doctor to test my testosterone multiple times, and they're like, we don't do that. I'm like, someone has to do that.
I'm sure, somewhere.
So, like, know where you're at?
Maybe just, like, my level of insurance doesn't do it. I don't know. I've been denied testosterone testing.
What? Will you tell them you'll pay out of pocket?
No, I didn't take it that
we
far.
We don't want to pay.
I didn't take it.
Like, hey, like, can I just get all of my levels tested, and then you just, like, tell me what my T's are since
right?
you're in there?
Yeah, since you're in there.
Yeah, while you're in there. That's
just while you're poking around.
It's honestly
and the
just
old red blood cells. Just go ahead and check them teeth.
It's more just out of curiosity than anything, because I think I have a lot, but I want to know.
Did you guys see on this was a Twitter story I saw today. But
okay,
whatever. But this they were testing their blood in this class in biology.
I saw that.
And this girl was like, "I'm an A, but my dad's an O," or something like that. And she found out through this blood test that her mom had actually slept with her dad's stepbrother, and that was who her real dad was.
Yep.
She went home and like told them this information, found out that her dad was actually her uncle.
It's got to be in college too, right? Because they were like, she did this in front of 241 students. And I was just like, is that how bad high school is now?
Yes.
Like,
seriously.
One lab class is like 200. That's like a graduating class.
Some places.
Also, like, I remember being disturbed, very disturbed by dissecting a frog. I can't imagine drawing blood in high school.
You're probably just like a pin prick. Still.
Remember high school? That was the most unsanitary place I've ever been.
Yeah, my school definitely did not let us draw blood on each other.
No.
Like, we didn't dissect no animals. Granted, we didn't have no budget. But like, we definitely were not like poking on each other or like dissecting animals. Yeah. Now, when I was in middle school, this is gross. When I was in middle school, my lab teacher had us dissect a squid, and then he fried up the squid with like teriyaki sauce and was like, eat the squid. And we were all like,
that's a lot.
I mean, I guess.
Well, and he didn't clean it very well. And it's like, look, it's Hawaii. Like, we, you know, like, see,
wait,
shit.
You grew up in Hawaii?
I get it. I, my stepdad was military, so we moved around a bunch. So I lived there twice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And so it's like, I get it, but it's also like, fucking no. Like, we just opened it up and saw its inside. This is not a restaurant.
Yeah, it's a little bit too A to B. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
I don't need to see
but
the tentacles.
But I guess, I mean, you
how
know,
I think it's more responsible to eat.
More responsible to use the, I guess.
Yes,
the
it's like I say about cannibalism. If you're going to kill someone, at least eat them.
I mean, fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Use them as a carpet.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Like, but, I mean, squids.
Or a belt.
Squids would be a bad carpet.
We can just squids would not be a good slippery.
I'm just going to say that in Animal Crossing, one of my octopi friends asked me for a squid and then was like, I'm going to make a seafood chowder. And I was like, what? That's like your brother. Like, I thought that I was bringing home someone to you that you missed. I didn't realize that you were going to like
You can do that in that game? You can just make them into food?
Yeah, sometimes when you in Pocket Camp, when you like catch like fish or something, they'll be like, oh, well, we're going to roast some fish, and you can roast it over a fire. Or sometimes they'll smoke the fish, and sometimes they'll do, they'll make like a Animal Crossing Pocket Camp. It'll just be like a little cute thing where you'd be like, da-doon, doon, da-doon, doon, da-doon, doon. Well, I'm making fish with my best friend. Or they'll be like, hey, like we're making a fruit tart. Or like there's one where people collect bugs and they'll be like, hey, I want to try something because bugs aren't judgmental, and you'll just put on a concert for like bugs.
Bugs aren't judgmental.
It's true.
They'll be like, hit them high notes. Bugs don't care what you sound like.
Oh my God.
I've got a little tambourine. It's cute.
Praying mantises look pretty judgy.
They're not bugs you want to perform for.
Yeah, that's a bug that's like, bitch.
Oh my God.
They're literally either always like this with like the hands like down.
Or they're
like,
rubbing
like hitting them. Yeah, or they've got like the praying hands thing where they're like, look.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah.
They always look like they're halfway in the middle of a hand clap sermon.
Yes. They're never admitting that they're wrong.
Absolutely not.
They're always bugs-planing. No.
We had a really cool praying mantis out here for a while, and I was totally digging it. And then one day, I was in my living room and that motherfucker had crawled into my candle. It was like in my candle holder.
You don't pay rent?
I thought it was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I get mad because I'm just
in my house.
You don't pay rent.
I was impressed. That's how I feel about it. I have a lizard thing. Lizards show up in my house a lot.
Has it been a while?
No. There was a lizard in this garage about 2 weeks ago.
Ooh.
Yeah. We had a possum outside of our house last night.
Oh, cool.
It was pretty sick. We took Jack out, and like the possum just like was like in our garden, and he like stopped and he played dead. And we were like, and Brendan would like didn't see him at first. He's like, oh, it's a dead possum. I was like, no, it's alive. And the possum like looked at us on one eye and then put his head back down. And I was like,
possum was like, be cool, Brandy. You narc.
And Jack was like, what the hell is that? And I just like took him. I was like, take him to the end of the block. And the possum like got up and just kind of crawled away. It's like, bye, buddy.
That was so like, cute. Did you guys hear the thing I posted that happened? What's happening outside my window the other night?
No.
No.
Okay, get ready for this noise.
What is this?
Jesus Christ. Wait. Oh, nothing's happening. Shit. Hold on. I promise it's great.
Is it Twitter? They always do that thing where it's like...
Those are horny cats, right?
No. These are not cats.
Oh.
Bats?
It was like... We think it was a coyote hunting.
Oh.
Something, but it went on for an hour.
Oh, geez.
And then you could hear grunting also.
No. No, thank you.
It was like, and then you'd be like,
oh, God.
What is going on?
Oh, I would not want to hear that.
Somebody said maybe it was raccoons fucking, so I don't know.
I hope it was raccoons fucking.
I hope it was. It's better than like Tremors or whatever, right?
Yeah. That movie was scary.
Yeah,
that movie's really scary.
It's really scary.
That couple at the end with the guns. I mean,
don't move to the desert.
No.
We're gonna go check for some fucking raccoons. We'll be RB.
are back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Danielle.
Hi.
And yeah. We're going to play a little game, ask you some questions.
Uh-oh.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why? Get ready.
Question number one. Who is a jerk?
Oh, like anyone?
Anyone.
This is all These open all to interpretation.
Who is a jerk? Not to bring the mood down, but literally anyone who's like, I hate those Florida teens.
Yeah.
Those people are all jerks.
Sure.
Those
know.
People who are all like, oh, but that one teen was on TV once, so he can't possibly be
it's
a teen
insane.
With opinions.
Yeah.
I know. They were like, he was in California once on TV. And you're like, and?
You know we got planes. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you not know we had planes?
I don't think...
Well, that's the crux of our
To be fair, these are people who've never been outside of their own town,
yeah,
probably.
They might not know we have planes. Yeah. They honestly might not know we have planes.
We have planes. Like, you can just do that.
It's just disgusting.
I mean, yeah, the fact that people would make up conspiracy theories
and
to just...
mainstream so quickly now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the horrifying part that it's like
no, I expect
so
it every
big.
Time this shit happens now.
I do,
because,
too.
Yeah, it's
I
like,
wonder how prevalent the conspiracies are or if we're just... if it's so appalling that there's like a couple examples of it and we're just also horrified that
think
we think it's a bigger
deal.
And a lot of those
it's
people,
pretty big.
There are people from every major shooting who get harassed being
oh
like, you're
God.
A crisis actor. How dare you?
Yeah.
I hope you got paid very well. Blah,
yeah.
blah, 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 blah. Yeah, it's huge. It happened.
I know they still do this to the Sandy Hook parents.
A lot yeah. of the Sandy Hook parents. Yeah.
yeah.
It's insane.
Which is just crazy because it's like, okay, say, so if that happened during Sandy Hook, mm-hmm. then you're telling me that was fake and they're doing it so that they will take away your guns or change gun laws,
uh-huh.
then nothing happened.
You still
yeah.
have
so you're telling me they're
it.
Staging these things every week?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
nothing, like,
and then, nothing is happening.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Then their plan's not working, apparently.
The flip side of that, though, I will say the CNN town hall that the teens threw was one of the
yeah.
most cathartic, awesome things I've ever. I was like, yes,
I mean,
bitches.
These teens are killing it.
Oh,
I
want to
see
awesome.
It. Marco Rubio owned by teens
every day.
Every night before I go to sleep.
I was yeah. so proud of them. Like, they
yeah.
did such a great job. It was just so satisfying.
It is
yeah.
because mm-hmm. it's like, you can't talk shit. Like, you
yeah.
just can't. You can't
no.
talk shit on these people. And they have so much, you know, they're young. They have so much resolve. And, like,
yeah.
obviously they saw it happen with their own two eyes. So they're just like, we're not mm-hmm. letting you forget this.
And they're
yeah.
also smart and like
yeah.
well spoken.
Yeah.
And
people are so weird about it, but it's like, this is the media generation.
Yeah.
Like, these are the folks who grew up with Twitter and with
mm-hmm.
YouTube and with Instagram and with Snapchat.
And with
who,
Columbine and
mm-hmm.
with
exactly.
it's like,
so
that's
like
been their whole life.
They know all
yeah.
of the facts. They've been there for it. And like
mm-hmm.
they are obviously like they're just savvy. These kids are too savvy.
It's also
yeah.
stop trying to Simpsons at them. It's not going to work.
This
yeah.
made sense to me. I read an article about them. It's a lot of them are the theater kids. And I was like, well,
right.
that's about right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Drama club saving the world.
That's right. Yeah.
That's right.
Because, yeah, I mean, think about it. They're organized. They're passionate. They're well-spoken. I was like, that's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. We know how to do a production of Gypsy and we know how to change the fucking country.
Yo, I was yeah. drama club president 2 years in a row.
Oh, shit.
I
Barbara, how do you feel about that?
Barbara's unrequited class. Dream.
I'm okay. I didn't. Another
I'm sorry. Oh,
no. Oh, wow.
I didn't mean to rub it in your face.
Oh, no, no, this girl came in and took it out from underneath me, but that's fine.
Oh, no, I did that to a dude. Oh. And
yeah.
then do it again.
It's okay. Hey, I'm living in LA now, so you know what? I won the drama club of life.
Yeah, you
apparently.
Won the real presidency.
Got to think of the long view.
Yeah, yeah,
These
yeah.
are the stories that fuel us. And when you win your Oscar... You can be
that
like,
would be so funny if I
please call
shit
her
about
out.
That.
Yo.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. We
got,
ask her
yeah.
for that reason.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I got kicked out of a theater school for not being good enough at being on screen. Ha, suck it. If I ever win any awards, I'm like immediately thanking the dean and just like winking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I am petty.
Yes.
Yeah. I think I have some revenge plans. The teen theater where I did like... teen plays and stuff. I was ostracized by one of the directors for being "quote unquote" a spaz.
Was this like during
wow.
performance spaz? spaz?
No, just my personality was a little too spazzy for her. And so even though I was perfect to play Winifred in Once Upon a Mattress, I was not cast because I was a spaz.
Yeah, which, it's theater kids. They're all spazzes.
I was a teen, and Winifred should be a spaz. Watch, Carol Burnett's not a spaz? Go fuck yourself.
And also, that's what we do. We make out with each other. Yeah, we give each other massages, exactly. And we spaz the fuck out.
Thank you.
That's what we did. We used to just, like, I used to joke that when I went to theater college, the hallway just looked like Jonestown the morning after, because it's just a bunch of kids in yoga pants just laid out on each other talking about our feelings.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it makes sense that theater kids change the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 525,000. Okay. What is your most irrational fear?
Oh, wow. My most irrational fear is that I'm going to have a heart attack at any time.
Oh.
Ooh.
It is a fear that I have had since I was a kid. So it's not even one of those fears where it's like as you get older and you're like, ooh, got to take care of this heart. I have had my heart checked every time I go in to go get something done. Heart is fine. My heart will go on. But I think it's because I have a lot of anxiety. Like, I deal with anxiety and stuff. And so I actually keep a bottle of, it used to be full-on aspirin, and then I was like, that's fucking stupid. So I keep a bottle of those, like, chewable once a day old people orange flavored aspirin that are like, okay, they're like only 81 milligrams or whatever on me. Like, they're, mm-hmm, they're the low dose. You're meant to take one a day, and right, it keeps, right, you from whatever. And so anytime I have that moment of like, oh, is this when I have the heart attack? I just like take one and I'm like, that's enough of like a thing for like a sedative, or not sedative, like a placebo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm like, I did the thing. And I used to do it with like a full tablet where I would like chomp on it and be like, okay,
oh shit,
girl, one more day. And I'm like, and I was like, oh, that can't possibly be good. I can't keep indulging my crazy with that. So
you're gonna ruin your stomach with your heart fear.
Let me go ahead and indulge that. Cause I'm like, I feel like if I do that once a day, like I'm not gonna, it'll be fine. It's really just anxiety.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it sounds like a panic attack, as it feels like a heart
attack. Yeah, that's how anxiety manifests for me, is for sure, like in my chest. Like, I definitely get.
Yeah, so I've been getting those since I was a kid. And they have prescribed me stuff, and like I can take, but I'm at a point where if I take any of the like Benadryl offshoots, which is what they give you, it's like all like chemical cousins of like Benadryl and stuff. Yeah. So if I take any of those or Benadryl, which my doctor has told me is fine, then I'm always like, well, what happens if I'm asleep and I have the heart attack? I'm a crazy person.
But I mean, I think everybody has like a thing like that. You don't know why it's in there. It's just like...
Yeah, it got extra bad after my accident. Blah, 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 words with words, hit by a bus. It's fine. But yeah, it got extra bad like after my accident, because then I was like, oh, like I did the thing where I had the ambulance and I know how much that costs. And so now I'm like... And so now when I start to feel like... Oh, am I going to have a heart attack? Then it's like extra, because it's like, I can't afford a heart attack, but what if I'm having a heart attack?
Oh, God.
I can't die.
That's what's so fucked up about this country is like, I can't afford to have a heart attack. Like, the last thing anyone should be thinking.
That will, my last words if I ever die will be, I can't afford this. those will be my, like, oh, how did Danielle go out? That she died the way she lived, too broke for an ambulance.
Oh, God. Yeah, can we just make ambulances free? That's bullshit, how expensive ambulances are.
I know, it's crazy.
Oh my God.
They're all private companies.
Yep.
Is it? Has someone done an expose on that? I'm not going to, because I'm too squeamish.
That's what privatizing stuff does. It's great.
That's how it works. Man.
Okay.
Anyway.
Next question.
Oh, do I have one? I put my... Okay. Where do you want to be this weekend? If you could be anywhere.
I'm actually doing all the stuff I want to do this weekend.
Yay.
It's kind of crazy. Like, it's just a good weekend. Like, tonight I'm going to go and watch the beginning of Lucha Underground Season 4. They started taping again, and so going to the taping. I'm literally doing that right after this.
Nice.
And then tomorrow I'm going to go see Black Panther again, and then Sunday I'm going to watch more wrestling. Like I said, I mean, it would either be that or be in London, but I don't want to be in London for just a weekend, so I actually have a really good weekend planned.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. A great answer.
Yeah, I'm going to watch some wrestling. I'm going to watch some Black Panther. I'm going to eat some steak. I'm gonna get laid. Yeah, it's a good weekend.
Yeah. Damn, girl, that sounds like a great weekend.
That's a good weekend.
Where are you getting steak at? Norms. Is that the Norms? Okay.
Norms has a deal right now where it's like $12.99 for like a strip steak meal that also comes with soup, salad, appetizers, and like
I'm
a dessert for $12.99.
Damn, Norms.
Does Norms have a good steak? I haven't eaten there.
I mean, probably not. But you can also get it with other stuff where it can be like a steak and shrimp, a steak and chicken tenders. Okay. Oh, excuse me. That was a Coke burp, not cocaine.
That was an anticipatory steak.
I was like, ooh, my body is so ready. It's already churning up all the stuff. But yeah, and like a potato and like a bunch of stuff. So, and if we can't get in there, then we'll just go somewhere else.
I think you guys will get in there.
You sure?
Yeah, I have a good feeling.
Do you think I got to make sure I'm dressed right?
Could be a line.
Yeah, I mean, there might be a list, but just like, just show a little cleavage.
Just wait.
I'm gonna wear my fancy choker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The weights are never as long as they say they are. Just a rule for life.
Just
in
be
general.
Entitled. Yeah. Yeah. I love Norm's has a great breakfast as well.
Like I've heard that. Quite so a I'm bit. Really. Yeah. So that's. I mean. Yeah. It's a good. I've worked really hard. I've earned this.
Oh yeah, that's the best when you're just like, all right, mm-hmm. I've been working my ass off. Well, give me that steak.
Yeah, and it's also like I just did a bunch of work, and then next week, all next week is booked at my day rate for doing some social stuff for Screen
yes.
Junkies.
Yes, please.
Just like some like a brainstorming thing or whatever. I'm sure I can talk about this. This is not like a secret. I work for them. But yeah, so everything is booked at my day rate, and I'm like, oh, I can buy knives. Yeah. That sounds crazy. I just mean for my apartment.
It's so important to have good knives.
Man, there's nothing that feels better. I've been dreaming about going to Home Goods, which is so funny because it's like the cheapest possible version of like house.
I love
wear.
Home Goods.
But
I
Home
love
Goods
Home
is
Goods.
The best. Yeah. And I'm just like, and the next time I make money, I will get mixing bowls.
I was just thinking about a bra that fit. I mean, I have my one third love bra, but I want to like go into Nordstrom's and get like a... have them like measure my tits. Nice. Yeah.
I'm going to Jeanette's next time I fucking can.
I need to like that's when I think with that check I'm going to go to Home Goods. I'm going to get some new sheets. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get some knives and I think I'm going to go to Jeanette's. And
have you been there? I've never been to
Jeanette's. Never been. I know that I think it's Perez loves them and a bunch of other, you know, just big titty hoes we know.
Yeah, it's supposed to be fucking amazing.
Yeah, really amazing. And
I'm
I know
ready
that her
for
online,
one bra that is like
yeah, I know that her online store is like closed, but like her if you walk in they're still open because they're doing remodeling or something.
I need someone to measure me anyway. I have no fucking clue what my bra size is.
Oh yeah, you gotta get measured. You gotta get measured.
I mean, I'm just, it's a stab in the dark. I may as well just be throwing a dart at the literal sizes. I have no fucking clue.
They can I feel like I get a different one every time, but also you can measure yourself, like
that's what they say. But then even when I'm trying, I need an expert.
It's also hard because it's like you gotta gather them cups and they go off and they count some of your side meat as the cups, and that's the part that always fucks me up.
Oh.
I'm like, well, how much of the side meat am I supposed to count?
I think last time they told me it was so big that I was like, I'm not gonna listen to that. I just like wanted to ignore it. I was like, I don't want to hear what that is.
Barbara, I love you so much, but you know they're right. Whatever that number was,
of course they were.
That's right.
Whatever that number was, it's right.
I know, I know. But I just didn't want to hear it. And I was like, this is too big.
No, I get it. I get it. My back hurts every day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Used to tap out at a double G. Fuck that.
Yeah,
Chop them off, put it in a jar. Bye-bye.
Man, I have never been so jealous of someone as I was when you were like, oh, yeah, I'm getting this taken care of. I'm like, oh, my God, tell me what heaven's like.
Best thing I ever did for myself.
You can still run. Oh, it sounds great.
Still wear yoga bras every day. Who gives a shit?
See, I wear yoga. I do have that unlock.
Couldn't do it before, though. Couldn't do it before.
Yeah, I can't even just do a wire. I have to have, like, 80 seams that, like, meet to a point.
Yeah.
Where it's like, there's one up here, and then two, and I know exactly how many seams I need to make everything fine, and, like...
Dude, I'm nervous, because I found my wedding dress, which I'm super excited about.
Yay!
But my titties are out of control. Like, obviously, wedding dresses are, like, very well-tailored, and the chick was like, don't worry, your tits will be on lock. Like, this is not the tailored version, it's gonna be fine. But then I was looking at... I'm so in love with this dress, but
it's
gorgeous. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I was looking at pictures, and I was like, I kind of freaked out, and I called the store, and I was like, I'm really worried about my boobs. Like, and
them falling out?
Just too much.
Oh, okay.
Just
too
much. Yeah. Just, I want to... Not so much, you know? It's just not hitting my cleavage where I wanted to hit. Like, it's just too much titty. And she was like, look, you're going to Kim Kardashian tape. Like, we're going to, like, she's like, and so I'm like really needing to figure out like how I'm going to strategize
my
tits.
Is there some way they can cover it up anymore?
Yeah,
no?
There will be a lot more covered up because like there's a cup that's like sewn into the dress that'll be a bigger size and they'll let it out when you, you know, it'll be
handled.
And you
know how to Kim Kardashian tape, right?
No, I need to learn.
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
It's like a bustier.
I don't know what that means either.
Okay, so you take You take fucking masking tape.
Okay.
And she, it's like you make a bra out of, like, she gathers her titties in her hand and, like, she tapes
them. Oh, so it's pretty much what I thought it was.
It's exactly what you think it is, except with way more tape. And it's like, it is intense. Like, you see the video of her doing it. It is fucking intense.
But
it's
what is
cool.
it for? I don't
know. It's just when you can't, so you don't have to wear a bra.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
It's like for when you're wearing something kind of scandalous.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, I'm excited.
I tried to do that one to put down my boobs for something, and it just made them into like a square.
Yeah, for that one, if you want to put them down, that's an ace bandage. That's a different.
See, I know it was ace bandage. That's what it was. But like, it was just like squishing like all, to all sides.
Yeah, that's why they make the special for folks who don't like their titties, right. or for non-binary folks or trans dudes. They make those like special compressors. Which are like a whole thing.
Yeah, it's like Spanx just doing for your boobs. It's like Spanx for your boobs.
It's way more than that. It's like boom. It's like boobs to pecs.
Wow.
Physics are cool,
right?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Like boob physics. It's just neat. It's neat what you can do with your boobs.
Yeah. It's fat bags. You can just push them, move them all over the place. Yeah. Crazy.
Dude, I wish they were removable. I like them sometimes. I wish they were like removable. I wish I could like have them some days.
Yeah. I remember the first character in a movie I ever truly identified with was Christina Ricci in Now and Then. When she
she's taping them down.
And she's taping them down. And I was like, good move. Yeah. Because I was like, I had that like uncomfortableness about them too. I was like, yeah, no girl. I get it. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think that was, very common.
And then when she, I felt like it was a real betrayal of her in that movie that she grew up to be Rosie O'Donnell. You know what I mean? I feel like that character would not have grown up to be Rosie, and it really always sat wrong with me.
Who do you think she grew up to be?
Not Rosie O'Donnell, because at that point, Rosie O'Donnell was also, like, crazy and scary a little bit, too. And I was like, no, she's, like, chill and cool. Like, I don't think she's going to be Rosie.
Yeah, she doesn't seem exactly like the same person.
It's not the same energy.
No. Mm-hmm.
Every
not
time
at all.
I think about Rosie O'Donnell, for some reason, I think about the time I saw her doing stand-up, which was disappointing. Long story, but we were there. We heard Britney Spears was going to be doing a drop-in, and it was Rosie O'Donnell.
I love you so much.
Britney's going to be doing stand-up?
No, it was the tour was Cyndi Lauper.
Okay. Ooh.
Blondie and Erasure, that was my first time seeing Erasure, and immediately on board. Oh my God. The gay man in me was like, yeah, exactly.
And then they said someone was going to drop in.
Yeah, and then they were like, there's going to be a special drop in. And this was around Onyx Hotel, like when Britney was going full blown Britney.
Oh,
and my sister and I were so broke. Yeah. And we went to the Greek and we paid our last, each of us were so fucking poor. And we paid our last $60 to get into this show because we wanted to see Britney so bad. And Margaret Cho was hosting. And she goes, all right, guys. We have a very special guest. Are you guys ready? And my sister and I were crying. Oh, we were screaming. We were holding each other's hands. And she goes, all right, guys. And she knew, must have known that there were Britney rumors because she goes, get ready for Brit. And we're like, And she goes, Rosie O'Donnell. And then Marlena and I just like, our souls just
sunk. She faked you out.
She faked us out with Rosie O'Donnell. And then Rosie came out wearing Crocs.
Girl, you're getting paid tonight.
Did Crocs exist?
No.
Yes, they did. Because I always think
of... You should have asked Margaret Cho about this when we had her...
I know.
God, I feel like Crocs... I feel like the first time I saw a Croc was when I was working in a kitchen back in like 2005.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've been around for like a while.
For a minute, yeah.
Crocs are for saving somebody's life in.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
Yeah, and gardening. I'll give you gardening.
And cooking. Like if you're doing a deed that furthers someone's life along the way in some way, I'll wear
Crocs. You get to be comfy. Crocs.
You can't wear Crocs on stage.
No.
I'd rather see you barefoot, really.
God, and by that time, I'm trying, because when was, like, Rosie was not doing a lot of stand-up
No. It wasn't a polished set.
Was she just like
abysmal?
Wow.
Honestly.
Oh my God.
Yeah, especially just the, I mean, if I had just like bonus Rosie, fine. But thinking it was going to be fucking Britney Spears.
But replacement Rosie. Wow.
My God.
It's also just like two different flavors. Like it would be different if folks were like, hey, like we're going to have, you know, some other semi-retired comedian and you don't get them, but you get Rosie. You'd be like, okay, well, this is at least what I was kind of expecting.
Exactly.
But it's like, you don't, they're just two different, they're two different vibes.
Completely. If it had been Mandy Moore, I would have been like, all right.
Yeah, Christina. Like, Christina. Princess.
Fine.
Yeah. Fine. And Ashley, I will tell you, or Jessica Simpson, would be like, okay, like it's.
I'll take it.
I'd like to see her now. I'd like to see what she's up to now. I would love to see Jessica Simpson now.
I wonder if she can still hang. I doubt it.
Yeah, probably not.
God, The Newlyweds was a great reality show.
I love that show. I love when the second season, when she was trying to record her album, and they kept being like, you sound too bluesy. I was like, oh, that's a good, I'm going to keep that one.
Okay. Yeah.
Because she was doing, look, she was fergying it up.
Right.
She was doing a lot of unnecessary fergs in that album. She was the original fergs in that one. And instead of being like, you can't hit the notes you think you can hit.
Yeah.
They were like, it's just a little too bluesy.
I'm sure Jessica Simpson gets that note all the time. Yeah,
and so she gets to walk out of it being like, I just have too much soul and they want me to bring it back. Mm-hmm.
That's always been everyone's problem with Jessica Simpson, just too much soul.
Way too much.
Too much soul.
I have to say, I think Fergie, and this is going to be super relevant, but I think Fergie really got a raw deal. I mean, was it amazing? No. Was she flat as fuck? Yes. But like,
singing the other night?
Yeah, it was a swing and a miss. Oh, well.
I mean,
yeah, but everyone's still going to eat her alive for it.
Yeah.
I know. It's bullshit.
I guess
the woman has pissed her pants on stage and stayed on stage. Give her some credit.
I think, and she still, and look, she still looked beautiful as she was hitting them notes that she was not hitting.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
Didn't she just add like 10 syllables to a. What was she?
Behenna, your way. That's what it was.
Behenna, your way.
She was trying to scat the national anthem.
That was too bluesy. That was too.
I also was just like, I love how everyone's acting like there ain't no rehearsal. You had a chance to fix this.
Well, that's the thing.
And you chose not to.
To me, that just says that she doesn't have anybody that has her back around her.
Thank you.
And it makes me sad for her more than anything.
Because she practiced this. And part of it, because I've heard her sing live where it's been good. She did a live duet with Heart of Barracuda. And I felt like, I mean, obviously, look, ain't nobody them, but I do feel like she held her own as much as you can hold your own.
That's impressive.
That's a voice.
Yeah, those are some voices.
Fergie has a good voice. And it's not like, because sometimes you go to like sporting events and you see like a subpar. I hate a subpar national anthem. I really hate. That's what I'm there for. Like, hit the money note. I hate when they like, it's so embarrassing when they fall out of that last note. Right. But it wasn't like that. It wasn't like she was like, not able to go there. Like,
no,
it was a very
she was not
intentional.
Able to go there on at least two occasions. She was like, rah!
Yeah.
I think it was all on purpose and just a fail. I do.
Yeah.
I do.
And there
was a character choice going on there. I mean, I think she just rewrote the melody to the national anthem.
And I like chances with it because, like, the Chloe and Halle version of the national anthem is amazing. Those are those, like, twin girls or, like, half sisters. Like, not, like, they're
oh,
like.
Oh, the little girls?
The ones. Well, not little girls. They're, like, the. They're on that show Grownish, and they were discovered by Beyonce.
Mm.
And they did a version of it for like the BET experience, which is like, it's so good that I'm 90% sure you can hear someone who I am 90% sure is Jamele Hill going, wow,
nice.
Different parts of the song because they murder it.
Yeah. And that's what I love.
Yeah, and so that was really good. It does help that they got the voices to hit those notes.
Yeah.
It's just like, it's, and Fergie did, she looked amazing. She never stopped looking amazing while she hit those notes, which I was very like, because there was no moment where she crumbled. Like, but it is one of those things where she was like, I took a chance and like, I just like to take chances. I didn't mean to be disrespectful. And it's like, you ain't hit them notes, boo.
But
like, I don't care that you didn't take chances.
I think she got asked to sing the national anthem. It is a very vocally challenging song.
It is incredible.
I think she got asked to sing it. And like, you see this in musical theater where they're like, okay, we'll just bring the note down. We'll just bring it down.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think she got asked and they were like, we'll just rewrite the melody a little. We'll do a little skeevy.
But that wasn't rewriting it. That was just like fucking it up.
That was a different song. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a different song.
But you know what? If someone would have came in and they would have done her like, skeevy bop, beady bop, 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 America, like version of the national anthem, and they killed it, we would have been like, oh man, I want sexy baby anthem forever.
Exactly.
Come on, sexy baby.
Introducing sexy baby anthem.
Now I just want to watch the Whitney one.
I know.
Yeah. That's the good
you
one.
Do have to watch that Chloe and Halle one.
I will.
It is really good and it makes chills run up your back.
Okay,
Eric DeDorian's obsessed with Whitney Houston's rendition of it and we play it for him a lot when he visits Los Angeles.
It's a really good pump up video.
Like.
Yeah. What about, do you remember when Beyonce got accused of lip syncing and then she held that press conference?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. This is amazing. So she did the national anthem for like, I think it was
the inauguration.
Yeah, and everyone was like, because she did that big dramatic thing where she rips the monitor out of her ear for the last couple of notes.
Yeah. I was there.
Oh, anyway, yeah.
Right. Oh, that's right. You lived in the...
Yeah. Well, I went home for it. But yeah.
Nice.
Wasn't it the second one, though?
It was the second one.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. It was the second one.
Oh, Aretha did the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was there.
But Beyonce did At Last for When They Dance.
That's what it was. Okay.
But yeah, so so she did it, and she like dramatically rips the monitor out of her ear as though she can't hear herself.
Right.
And then everyone's like, oh, well, she lip synced or whatever. So then for the Super Bowl press conference, which Alicia Keys was doing the Super Bowl that year for the anthem, but I remember this because I had a bet on how long it would take, and I was like, well, it depends on if Alicia
I always bet on that.
I was like, it depends on if she has the piano, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But so Beyonce was doing the halftime show, and so when everyone gets in to do the press conference, because they do the big presser, JT did it this year.
Yeah.
She walks in and she's like, can I have all y'all rise? And then everyone gets up.
She does her first words out of her mouth. She walks right up to the mic and says that.
And then she immediately sings the national anthem live.
And then she goes,
my God.
After she hits the mic, any questions? Yes!
Holy
it's iconic.
I mean, I know
we throw that word around, but that is especially
with Beyonce. I mean, Beyonce just keeps out Beyonce-ing herself. Like, I mean, that any questions, like, I want to just like embrace
that. I literally don't think I'll ever be able to say any questions like in my life. So just knowing that she did that makes me so happy.
Holding a press conference where you just walk in and the only spoken words are, can I have everyone stand, please? And any questions?
Amazing.
Right. And that was the moment when I was like, Alicia's bringing the piano because now you have to outdo Beyonce.
And the only weapon
that she has is that fucking piano.
Yeah.
And no one believed me, and I won my bet.
Perfect.
We'll be back in a second. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And we're with Danielle Radford.
Hello.
And, let's do a lady thing. A lady problem?
A lady problem?
Yeah.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems. Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems.
If you have them, we want to solve them. Email them over to us at ladytoladyatmaximumfun.org.
Here we go. Hey, ladies. This morning as I was getting ready for work, a campaign ad for Jean Ives came on TV. Here's a link.
She's running for a Republican governor of Illinois. I looked it up.
Okay.
So.
It's incredibly offensive. They use actors dressed inappropriately to represent several groups of people, such as feminists, the transgender community, and illegal immigrants, which in their ad they said is synonymous with gangbanger. Side rant, if you're going to dress someone up to look like they're in MS-13, do some research on what the MS-13 dress code is. My question is this, what can I do about it? I consider myself an ally for these groups of people, and I'm a feminist myself. The ad is cringeworthy, and I just don't understand how Jean Ives can get away with this racist, misogynistic, and hateful message. I want to speak out and say that it's not okay to make ads that attack groups of people, but I don't know where to do that. I'm not very active on social media, and I don't know of an organization that I can complain to, but I want something to be done, namely the ad being taken off air. If you have any help for a fellow lady, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks, Mia from Iowa.
I guess write to
the station that it was on.
Yeah, I would say write and call.
I feel like this might be one of those, like, not quite this, but like, I feel like the more oxygen you give it, the more it's going to be out there. So if you don't already have a platform for it and to be able to do like this big, you know, thing where you can get it taken off or whatever, just go volunteer for the person that she's running against.
Absolutely.
Would be the best thing, I think. Because I think if you do start trying, like what winds up happening is, and again, it's very akin to or close to the Streisand effect, where you're trying to get something taken down and you just wind up amplifying it.
So just
go volunteer for her opponent and
Yeah.
I think that's great advice. Yeah, I think, and that's what we need to be doing everywhere. Right. Is like everyone, like we all need to be as politically active as possible. Really important thing, obviously, is like mobilizing liberal voters. So like if there's any kind of like campaign to get people registered in your area.
Yes.
Definitely get involved with something like that.
Yeah. When it comes down to voting, if they have people who are doing volunteer carpools to be able to help people, if there's any kind of outreach, because, you know, voter registration laws and everything changes in different counties throughout whatever. So if there's anyone who's doing any work with that, you can do that kind of work. work. You can definitely save a copy of that ad in case she ever tries to walk it back or runs for anything bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that's
then
true.
That would be, because right now I've never heard of her until you said this. Yeah. But if she ever tries to make a bigger splash or do anything huger, then you have that. And that's just like proof, because eventually, actually, you know what? Fuck it. I was going to say eventually when she gets bigger, they'll make her take that. And it's like, no, they won't.
No, they won't.
No, they
won't.
You
can do anything. But
you can do anything now.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, I think the best thing you can do is try to ensure that she doesn't win.
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
And that she just goes away.
And let the people that she's running against know the reason that you're there. Like, this is what's mobilizing me. Like, this ad specifically. Because, like, maybe if they have, if that's something that brings you out and makes you more active, like, that's a point that they can be like, oh, cool, this is a way that we can get people to stand up more and more, too. Mm-hmm. You know, and they do have the tools to really be looking at that kind of stuff. So,
yeah, because if you, I would say if you were somebody who's like had a big social media following or something and could get the right kind of attention to it, that might be something, but you're not going to really start just because of this. No. And like Danielle said, then it would be like all you're doing is getting attention towards something that you want people to not, you know, put out there more.
And there's
obviously
just bots everywhere all the time, too. So it's who even knows. You would just be attacked by robots.
Yeah.
Mostly, and unfortunately.
I'm guessing you don't, but if you have anyone in your immediate life who would possibly vote for her, I think it's worth talking to those people about why they shouldn't.
And you should, like, do that all the time anyway, regardless. As sucky and shitty as that is. Like, just don't do the thing where you're like, well, I'm going to avoid Christmas or I'm going to avoid 4th of July because, like, my racist uncle is there. It's like, no, like, use your voice and you know, if nothing else, be like, hey, like, we don't do that here.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say that's another thing that's been so, like, inspiring about the teens. It's like, they're just how confrontational they are, really. It's just like, if they can do it, I mean, they're fucking 17 years old. Obviously, you have a lot of balls when you're a teenager, but
Find them.
Yeah.
You had them.
Yeah.
Find them.
Yeah. If they can do it, we can do it.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Find ways to get more involved. Throw a small fundraiser for the person that she's running against, if that's something that's fun to you.
Or that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Or like a fun, like, house party or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Listening parties are a big thing for people.
Envelope stuffing party, where you just, like, drink wine and stuff envelopes for, like, the candidate that you like.
Yeah. If they're having a debate of some kind, like, throw a viewing party at your house if that's something that's being televised or streamed online somewhere.
Yeah, you can offer to help people get to the polls, like older people or people that can't drive and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You can, and again, if they're having a debate or anything like that, or if they're having some kind of town hall where you get to ask questions, and then you could go and be like, hey, so what's up with your racist ass ad?
Yeah. that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, so, or even just pull that classic, like, hey, so I'm watching this ad. I'll play it for anyone who wants to. What did you mean by this?
Yeah.
You know, and then just make her have to explain it. Like, okay, but why did they look like this?
Yeah. And then they can't deny, you know, like, well, that wasn't what was in there, or whatever bullshit they want to, like, snoop around.
Absolutely. And, like, that is something that was really interesting watching the teens. They wouldn't let a question go.
Nope.
They would be like, actually, can we go back to the thing that I asked you? And to watch people crumble so quickly, because they're so used to being given just softballs that just kind of they can just kind of avoid really easily. Mm-hmm. They're not called on it.
Marco Rubio totally cried in the car on the way home.
He for sure did.
1,000%.
Yeah. Little jerk.
He totally cried. Yeah. That was so awesome.
Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, it's also like I know the ad's not going to get taken down. Like,
they can
campaign
anything,
ads have been offensive and shitty for a long time, unfortunately. And it's that's part of this whole thing. And the ad is a symptom of a bigger problem, too. You know?
But I do think it's, I mean, who knows how much difference it'll make, but I think it's worth calling the TV station. And whether this is true or not, just say, hey, you know, I'm actually not going to be watching your station anymore because I don't appreciate that you run ads like this.
Yeah.
So just so you know.
Mm-hmm. Can't hurt to make that call.
Yeah.
Do it all.
Yeah.
Get it out there. You know, talk to your friends about it, too.
Actual handwritten letters are a thing that is good.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I think those letter writing parties are fun. Cause you can just, make it a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Use that energy to, like we said, drive yourself to help whoever's running against her or whatever. I think in a lot of things in life, it's good to do that. Like, sometimes when stuff, like, pisses me off career wise or, like, personally, I feel like I was wronged by someone, I kind of, like, try to, obviously let yourself be upset. And then I, like, try to turn around and use that energy for something else, you know, for something better to help other people or to, like, whatever, bolster myself in a different way. And I have found it to be very, you know, just a lot better use of my time, basically.
Mm-hmm. I will bring it back to Beyonce, who said in the documentary, "Life is but a dream." I love when someone pisses me off before I go on stage.
Yes. Ooh, I do love that before stand-up. I love watching some shitty guy do some joke about something horrific and then just like saving up that energy until I get up there. Mm. Oh, yeah.
If I'm about 20% fuck you before I go on stage, that's like my sweet spot. Right. It's right where I want to be.
It's good.
My I don't use anything pump up. Like, give me the negative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think Beyonce has like somebody in her entourage now that like that is their job?
Right.
Is just to like piss her off? Because like, you
oh my
can't
God,
get...
how scary.
I would never want to be that person.
Yeah, I think she's such a perfectionist that just everything pisses her off.
I was gonna say, that's true. Like, how close does imperfection get to Beyonce at this point?
Oh, well, there's Jay-Z. So,
well, it's just Jay-Z. Fair.
I mean, I think I showed Tess these, but there's these really funny, like, compilations that people will put on YouTube that are like 20 times Beyonce was a bitch.
I love
those. They're so funny because it's just her taking control.
It's
just
her at work.
Yeah, it's her at work.
She's just at work. I told y'all, no blue lights on black girls.
Yeah.
Like, it's just her at work.
And like, people are like, she's a bitch. And I'm like, no, this is just her being a fucking boss. Like,
yeah,
that's all it is.
And if she had a dick, you'd be calling her Dawn Draper, so suck my fucking dick.
Yeah. Or like that one time when she's had like this beautiful thing and she's wearing like the Wonder Woman costume and she has to tell the lighting guys to turn the lights down and put her lights up. Mm-hmm. And she goes, "Lights!" Because she's not supposed to do do. And she dances, "Somebody get in fire." That's one of my favorite moments ever. It's like, yeah, no, that's just someone who is in charge of her life. And we don't know what that's like because most of us don't get to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck.
And most of us the most powerful people in the world, just being one of the most powerful people in the world. I mean, what do you
expect? And that's how she got that way, by doing things exactly the way that she wants them done, because obviously she knows how to be Beyonce by now.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Nailed it.
God, I just love Beyonce, you guys.
What's she gonna hit us with next? Because like,
well, it's coming. She's been wearing braids for a while, and so
I think she's filming something.
That's her, like, I'm in the studio here.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay, good to know. Okay. Well, supposedly her and Jay are putting on an album together.
Yeah, some kind of like double album, like the reunification.
Okay.
Because like, I mean, she had Lemonade.
He had 444.
He had 444, where he was like, "Hey, I'm a piece of shit." And then, like, they have their album together.
I don't want. I just like her. I don't really like Jay-Z, so I don't really want a together album.
I mean, I'll buy it.
If she needs to be mad before she goes on stage and has a great performance, maybe that's what he does now.
Maybe that's his
purpose.
You better just Blue asking for too many fruit snacks.
Oh my good. By the way, my friend Whitney said that she had lunch with her friend John, who is friends with Blue's stylist. So,
wow.
Just so you know,
that's a lot
Blue
of friends.
Has her own.
Of course she does.
I mean, yeah. She always looks good.
Yeah.
I think they look good. The West kids are always very well dressed too.
Well, yeah,
you know,
I guess if you're super rich.
Yeah.
Are the Beyonce twins out and about yet?
They're little. She just had them.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
I don't know how old they are.
I wouldn't want them touching stuff either.
Yeah.
Have we just like seen photos of the boy and the girl?
There was the release
Rumi
photo
and Sir. Rumi and Sir, I think there've been some photos.
Yeah,
all right.
And she'll occasionally like put some out. She'll be like, "Here's my babies," or whatever.
Yeah.
On her highly curated. I do follow.
Her Insta is very great.
I follow the dude who does like all of the photo editing and stuff for her Insta.
Oh.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
He's very cute.
She loves a triptych. That girl loves like a
triptych.
Like a three series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
She loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, "Triptych, is that the new album?"
Oh, I hope so.
I can see it.
Oh my God. I do also love Beyonce and Jay, like the wrestling aspect of like, you never know how much is true and how much is their Illuminati bullshit.
Oh, she lives kayfabe. I love it. I love it.
I know it is, but it's like, why not? Why not make it fun for everyone?
With everyone. Yeah, because we're all buying into the soap opera. Give me my popcorn. I'm here to watch this. Like, absolutely. I mean, God, the On the Run tour. That's how I know that she's not. That's how I know he for sure. When I knew he for sure cheated on her. When she walked out in the wedding dress. Yeah. Yeah, she cried. She walks out crying. There's a fan blowing on her veil. She's wearing a bridal pantsuit. And she's in tears. And she takes like all these dramatic steps back before she starts the song. And then she sits, I forget which ballad it was, but she sings a ballad sitting down crying in a bridal pantsuit as a fan is blowing her veil behind her.
Are you going to have a moment like this at your wedding?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to break down crying and sing a ballad. And let's hope not.
No, fingers crossed.
Well, that's it. Yeah. You guys have any last pieces for her? I mean, I think we did.
And that's it.
Yeah. Let us know.
I got to say kayfabe on a non-wrestling podcast. I'm happy.
Yeah.
That's it.
Absolutely.
That's my goal. That's every podcast, I'm going to say kayfabe.
Now you have a perfect weekend.
Yes.
She did it off.
Hell yeah.
Where can people find you on the internet, Danielle?
You can find me on Screen Junkies and Screen Junkies News. You can find me on also my Max Fun podcast, Tights and Fights, which comes out every Thursday. I am at Danielle Radford on Twitter because I got there first, second other Danielle Radfords. I am at Danielle_Radford on Instagram because I was too slow and the teens beat me. I know.
Fuck the teens in that case.
Yeah. It's a Brit teen too. All the other Danielle Radfords are Brits except for like one really, really gorgeous black model who like used to live in Paris.
Nice.
And she got DanielleRadford.com first. Ugh. But I ain't seen shit from her since and I done took over all of this stuff. So
yes.
Suck it, pretty Danielle Radford.
You are also pretty Danielle Radford.
Aw, thanks. Yeah. If y'all agree, you can find me on Instagram. I'm trying to get to that 10,000 because I want that free shit.
Yeah, get that swipe up.
Yep. Get there.
All right, kids. There. We will see y'all next week.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.